إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
كم Is the the speakers are on back there? إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى حق التقوى وذلك بفعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على الوجه الذي جاءت به شريعة الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن من اتقى الله وقاه ويسر له أمور دينه ودنياه O Muslims, achieve the taqwa of Allah, as this is a reminder that we remind every Friday that we all should work hard to achieve the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon the commands of Allah to the best of our abilities and by taking this matter seriously. The commands of Allah, we take them seriously and we act upon them to the best of our abilities immediately, no delay. Likewise, we take the matters of prohibitions very seriously and we stay away from sins. And if we fall into any sins, as we are a human being, we're deficient, we have weaknesses, then we should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. For indeed, the taqwa has a great benefits. One of the main benefits is that you be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ مَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ وَقَهُ Whoever fears Allah, Allah protects us a person and assists them and aid them in this life. And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them from trials, tribulations, and protect them in the hereafter from the blazing fire. عباد الله يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور In Surah Luqman, the translation of what Allah says, O mankind, have the taqwa of Allah, your Lord, by keeping your duty to Him and avoiding all evil. And fear a day by preparing yourself for this day. This is how you fear this day, the day of a judgment. And fear a day when no father can avail aught for his son, nor a son will be of any benefit or assistance for his father. Verily the promise of Allah is true. Let not then this worldly present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver Shaitan deceive you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سنتكلم اليوم عن الدنيا حقيقة الدنيا ولا ينبغي أن نغتر بها. So today inshallah ta'ala we present another reminder about the dunya we live in, this present life that we live in, and that we should not be deceived by it. We take from it by the means that are halal and lawful, that which will help us and assist us to fulfill our obligations inshaAllah ta'ala. And so therefore the dunya should not be our goal, because we are not created for the dunya. We're created to worship Allah in this dunya, so that we return, when we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be from the people of Jannah. Ameen. عباد الله يقول الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تأملوا أحوالكم وتذكروا مصيركم وانظروا في أعمالكم فإنكم لم تخلقوا عبثا. قال سبحانه وتعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Our great Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, he says, reflect upon your life. Ponder upon your return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will incite each and every one of us to be careful and check what actions are we putting forward for tomorrow. Keep in mind this reality that we are not created in vain. We're not created for no purpose. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Dhariyat, and I have not created the jinn and the human being except to worship me. قال غير واحد من أهل العلم ليعبدون أي ليوحدون. The Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim, from them Ibn Abbas, they mention that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the way of Tawheed, by fulfilling the Tawheed. فَعَلَيْنَا بِتَحْقِيقِ التَّوْحِيدِ الَّذِي هُوَ حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعَبِيدِ. نعم عباد الله. It is very important for us to remember the Tawheed. This is the foundation of the deen of Islam. We have to give this subject matter a great importance. We give it a lot from our time by studying it. And those chapters that we already study, we review them and the like. Because this is the great right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over His servants. وَاعْلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَنَّكُمْ لَنْ تُتْرَكُوا سُدَى. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. From our aqeedah, walhamdulillah aqeedah al-salaf, it teaches us that when we die, yes, we are moving to another life, another stage, the hereafter. Unlike some wicked people who they think once they die, that's it, that's the end. And there is no hereafter, there is no life after death. No, we believe that there is a life after death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Qiyamah, does man think that he will be left neglected without being punished or rewarded for the obligatory duties enjoined by Allah on him? وَعْلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ وَأَنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Adl, the All-Just, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, Al-Kareem, الَّذِي لَا يَظْلِمُ أَحَدًا. Our Lord who do not oppress nor harm anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي حَرَّمَ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَجَعَلَهُ مُحَرَّمًا بَيْنَ عِبَادِهِ. Allah who has made oppression forbidden upon himself and made it forbidden among his servants, he will reward everyone of his servant according to their actions, not according to their color, skin color, not according to where they come from, not according to what country they came from, according to their deeds that they have performed in this life. And keep in mind another reality, that today in this life we are doing actions, but the reckoning, the retributions, the reward or punishments will take place on Yawm al-Qiyamah. تفكروا في الدنيا وسرعة زوالها. قال الله تعالى: كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. What are the things? Because see, we know some of us, or maybe many of us, those that are Allah guided to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to be upon the way of the Salaf al-Salih, we know we're gonna die. We know that, we believe in this. And we believe that there is a day of a judgment. There is hashr, there is a resurrection. We're gonna stand in front of Allah. But what's gonna help us to be serious? Not to delay tomorrow, next week, next month, I'm still young. Once I finish this, I'm gonna be serious. Now, what's gonna help us to do it today? Not delay until tomorrow, because that is certain. Tomorrow is not. Reflect upon this dunya. How quickly your days and nights go by. It seems like yesterday we were asking one another when Ramadan is gonna start. Ramadan is gone. And Shawwal is almost gone. What does tell us? Tell us that we quickly move in towards the grave. And we should do something about it. You may be 40 years old, but don't say to yourself you still have 20 years or 27 years under your belt. You got nothing. You may not even have a belt on you. We don't think like that. You don't say, I'm still young. I still have... No, you don't know what you have. This Jumu'ah may be the last Jumu'ah for some of us. Some of us may not even pray Asr, because death is certain. And no one of us know where we're going to meet that inevitable reality, which is death. So that's why we have to prepare by remembering death. This reality, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Rahman, whatsoever is on the earth will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will remain forever. Na'am ibadallah, kullu hayyin fi dunya yamut, wa kullu qawiyyin fiha yad'af, wa kullu jadidin yabla. This dunya, we know it. We live in it. If we pay attention to what's going on around us, that will tell us a lot about the value of this life. Because every living, single living thing dies in it. Nobody lives forever in this dunya. Whether animal, whether human beings, things die. Every strong person or creature turns to become weak after a while. Every brand new thing turns to become old in this dunya. But these are things that doesn't happen in the hereafter, in the Jannah. You won't die. You won't grow old and the like. والآيات الواردة في القرآن عباد الله في التحذير من الاغترار بالدنيا وبيان سرعة زوالها وضرب الأمثال لها كثيرة. As for the ayats in the Quran that warn us against being deceived of this dunya by this dunya, and the same ayats tells us how quickly this dunya is going on and moving. And Allah has set for us many examples, many ayats. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَنْ مَصِيرِ مَنْ قَصُرَ هَمُّهُ عَلَيْهَا وَرَضِيَ بِهَا وَأَرَادَهَا وَحْدَهَا وَأَعْرَضَ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ. In those same ayats, for those amongst us who read, while they read this ayats, they read with reflection, with contemplation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the evil end in this life, and that which awaiting those people in the hereafter from punishment and torment for those who are pleased with this dunya. They make it their own goal. That's it. That's what they're here for. They want it alone. That's all they want. They want the dunya. And because of their love for this dunya, they forget about the akhirah, wal-iyadu billah. قال تعالى في سورة يونس: إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا واطمأنوا بها والذين هم عن آياتنا غافلون أولئك مأواهم النار بما كانوا يكسبون. Verily those who hope not for their meeting with us, but are pleased and satisfied with the life of this present world, and those who are heedless of our ayats, those their abode will be the fire because of what they used to earn. وقال تعالى في سورة هود: من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون. Whosoever desires the life of the world and its glitter, its luxury, to them we shall pay in full the wages of their deeds therein, and they will have no diminution therein. They are those for whom there is nothing in the hereafter but fire, and vain are the deeds they did therein, and of no effects is what is that which they used to do. وفي الصحيحين عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا كمثل ما يجعل أحدكم أصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع أو فلينظر بما ترجع الأصبع. In a hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, رحمهم الله, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the example of this dunya compared to the hereafter is like one of you who dip his finger into an ocean, a vast ocean, and take it back. How much did you really take from that ocean? وفي حديث آخر رواه الإمام مسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. نعم, this is the reality of this dunya. This dunya that so many of us we're going after it, and it cost us to forget about the hereafter. In this hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this dunya, so many law, so many hereafter, he says it is the jail for the believer. It is a jail for the believer, but it is the jannah, paradise and a garden of the disbeliever. وعن سهل بن سعد قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. This hadith actually is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it is graded sahih by Imam al-Albani رحمه الله in الصحيحة on the authority of سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if the dunya, not just this, that beautiful house you look at, not just that beautiful car pass you in the highway, not just this landscape, not just the state of Georgia or Europe or Australia, the whole dunya, not just a part of it. Some of us will look at it, just one car will be drooling. One nice house and that's it. The whole dunya, if it's worth with Allah, this is the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, if the whole dunya worth the value of a mosquito wing, the wing of a mosquito, that mosquito comes next to you and you run. That mosquito, you'll be chasing it, you can't go to sleep until you it's gone or whatever happened. If the dunya, the whole dunya worth with Allah, the wing, not the whole mosquito, the wing of a mosquito, Allah would not give the disbeliever, those who deny His ayat and His messengers, would not give them from it a sip of water. But they get in a lot of it. They get in much of it. It's not worth nothing. Because the real life is the life of the hereafter, ibadallah. وَقَدْ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنُ الْبَصْرِي إمام التابعين رحمه الله إلى عمر بن عبد العزيز أمير المؤمنين فقال له أما بعد فإن الدنيا دار ضعن وليست بدار مقام وإنما أنزل إليها آدم عقوبة فاحذرها يا أمير المؤمنين فإن الزاد منها تركها والغنى فيها فقرها تذل من أعزها وتفقر من جمعها كالسم يأكله من لا يعرفه وهو حتفه. One of the greatest imams of التابعين الحسن البصري رحمه الله, he gave a very sincere advice to the ruler at that time, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the just ruler Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, about the dunya. Now because he became a ruler, he gave him this advice. Even though Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he was a righteous man, he was a very righteous person, even before he became a ruler. And he even became even more righteous when he became a ruler. His position didn't turn him towards the dunya, but still this alim gave him advice because they know the reality of this dunya. What dunya can do for people, what money can do. Yeah, sometimes people, they are poor, they have enough. Alhamdulillah, they're in a masjid, they're reading,
Astaghfirullah, Tawheed. They are generous. They Allah opened for them the dunya, they gone after it. They want more. They were better when they were poor than when now they have money. Here he's advising him, he's saying to him, indeed, this dunya is not a place that you put your feet in and this is, you're going to stay here forever. This dunya is like you're a traveler. Treat it like you're traveling, going through it. Adam was sent to it as a punishment for what he did, going against the command of Allah. So therefore, be aware of it, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, really, if you want to take something from the dunya that will benefit you, leave it. Leave the dunya. That's the best for you. Don't run after it. He said, those who try to be rich by running after it, they are the real poor one. They are the real poor one. And the poor in it, they're the real rich one. He says, how many people they were seeking for might and glory, but the dunya humiliated them. They were humiliated by running after it. The same way he says, when a person is drinking poison in this nice looking beverage, but he's going to die immediately after that. فانظر بارك الله فيكم كيف ناصح هذا الإمام العالم بكتاب الله وسنة نبيه كيف ناصح أميره أمير المؤمنين ولم يدعو عليه ولم يكفره من فوق المنابر كما يفعل الخوارج وفراقهم في كل زمان ومكان. Then the Sheikh Saleh حفظه الله says, see this great Imam, how he gave a sincere advice to his ruler, because he has knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't make dua against him. He didn't curse him or make dua against him from the minbar on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. He didn't rally the people against him as the Khawarij do. Not just today, but in any single day. The Khawarij and those who follow them, they make dua against the rulers instead to give them sincere advice like this. Instead to make them sense to give them sincere advice. قال الشيخ حفظه الله اللهم إنا نسألك أن تريح البلاد والعباد منهم ومن ظلمهم ومن تعديهم حدود شرعك وأمر نبيك إنك جواد كريم. والله, we ask you to clean the earth from such people, the Khawarij, and to clean the earth from their oppression, because they are oppressing the servants of Allah. They causing corruption, and that's because they are going over the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa dinil haqq liyudhhirahu 'ala ad-dini kullihi wa kafa billahi shahida wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu iqraran bihi wa tawhida wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu 'alayhi wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman katiran mazidan amma ba'd. 'Ibadallah, inna dhamma ad-dunya la yansarifu ila ma khalaqa Allah fiha min al-manafi' wal ma'akil wal masharib wal amwal, wa innama yansarifu ad-dhamm wal wa'id ila tasarrufati bani Adam fiha. Now in reality, the Shaykh mentioned that when you hear the ayat, the ahadith, the statement of the ulama, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the A'imma of the Deen, when you see these texts that warn against the dunya and mention the dunya in this manner, it's not because of the dunya itself. It is not of what Allah had put in it from benefits, food, drinks, and the thing that we are in dire need for, but actually what is despised. What is considered blameworthy is the actions of Bani Adam in it. Not the dunya that is blameworthy. No. The actions of Bani Adam. And me and you were from Bani Adam. So it is our actions. فَمَنْ افْتَخَرَ بِهَا وَأُعْجِبَ بِهَا وَشَغَلَتُهُ عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْسَتُهُ الْآخِرَةَ فَهَذَا هُوَ الْمَذْمُومُ الْمُعَاقَبُ. Now who is blameworthy in this dunya? And who will be punished? It is the one who choose the dunya over the akhirah. And therefore the dunya make him boastful, arrogant. And therefore this dunya turn this person away from obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His business, his money, his wealth, his position turn them away from the akhirah. They forget about the hereafter. This is the one that they despise and will be punished if they don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance before they die. The Shaykh, he gave us some examples, hafidhahullah. كَحَالَةِ عَادْ لَمَّا خَوَّفَهُمْ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ هُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ مِنْ عُقُوبَةِ اللَّهِ. For example, we have so many stories in the Quran. The people of Ad, when the Prophet of Allah, Hud عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, remind them of the punishment of Allah that He has prepared for the tyrants, the arrogance, the disobedience of Allah and His Messenger ﷺ. Because the believer, when he's reminded, because we make mistakes, we have shortcomings. But the believer, when he's reminded, he accepts the reminder. But the arrogant, they don't. And Allah tells us about the people of Ad. What was their answer? What was their reaction? قال الله تعالى مخبرا بحالهم فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة. When their prophet Hud عليه السلام remind them of this reality, Allah tells us about them. What was their answer? What is the position they took? Allah tells us, as for Ad, they were arrogant in the land without right, and they said, who is mightier than us in strength? Another example, the story of Fir'aun. لما أنذره نبي الله موسى ماذا كان جواب فرعون. Likewise, another tyrant, arrogance. The Pharaoh, when Musa عليه السلام warned him against the punishment of Allah and the torment of Allah, what was the answer of فرعون؟ قال يا قومي أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون. He said to his people, oh my people, is not mine the dominion over Egypt? And these rivers flowing underneath me, see you not then? وَكَحَالَةِ قَارُونَ. Another example in the Quran. These are examples that for us to remember, Yahwan. We take from the dunya what let us go by, so that we can always be on the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should take lessons from these stories of these people. We draw lessons from them. Na'am, it's permissible to make money, it's permissible to start a business, but it should not take you away from the akhirah. It should not take you away from being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example is Qarun. لَمَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْكُنُوزِ. Allah has bestowed upon this man a lot of treasures. A lot. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. ماذا قال هذا المتكبر؟ قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. الله أكبر. In Surah Al-Qasas, Allah tells us about the story of Qarun, Qura. Remember when Qarun's people said to him, do not exalt with riches, being ungrateful to Allah. Verily Allah does not like those who exalt with riches, being ungrateful to Allah. But sit with the wealth which Allah has bestowed on you, the home of the hereafter. And forget not your portion of lawful enjoyment in this world. And do good as Allah has been good to you. Naam, ya Abdullah. Do good as Allah been good to you. And seek not mischief in the land. Verily Allah does not like the mufsidun, those who commit great crimes, sins, oppressors, tyrants, mischief makers, corruptors and the like. Now after this, what do you think his position was? This arrogant person, he says, this has been given to me only because of the knowledge I possess. قال الشيخ أي بسبب حذقه ومعرفته أو لأنه استحقه. Sheikh Saleh حفظه الله, he says, his answer was that he has all these treasures, all this wealth because of his skills. He didn't say this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the story of the blind man. who when the angel came back to him in the story of those three people who were tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first two, they deny the favors of Allah. But the blind man, he says to the angel who came to him in the form of a man, I didn't have anything before. Allah gave me all this. Take anything you want from it. That's the believer. The believer always say, look, whatever I have is from Allah. Naam. You have PhD or two or three, a master. You have good skills, but who gave you those skills to begin with? Who gave you the intellect to go to school? Who made it easy for you to be there when other people, they couldn't be there? So it's not just because you made the effort, but you have to turn everything back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah and use that which Allah has given you for yourself, because Allah is al-ghani. Allah, when He commands us to be good to others, to want to spend, it's not because Allah benefits from that. Hasha wa kalla. Allah is al-ghani. Allah is in no need for us. It is only for ourselves. So it is about time for us, ikhwan, to apply what we hear and the advices that are found in the Quran and in the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shared when we read the stories of these people, these tyrant, arrogant, disobedient people, we should say, I don't want to be with them. What makes this person like this? The dunya? So you be aware of the dunya. This doesn't mean that you stay broke all your life. This doesn't mean that you quit your job. It doesn't mean that you go and shut down now your business. No, continue doing what you're doing. But let not your money, let not your business, let not your job turn you away from the remembrance of Allah. Yes, you can do this with lawful means. Don't you ever try to expand your business by the means of haram, by dealing with the PNC Bank or by the America, Bank of America, and try to get a loan here and there to expand. Don't expand in the haram, man. We need to cut down if we are involved in the haram. We need to try to get out of that ugly situation. Some people, they want to expand into the haram. Wal-iyadu billah. And for those who have businesses, jobs, lawful jobs, always say to yourself, this should be a mean that helped me to stay obedient to Allah. This should not turn me away from Allah. This should get me closer to Allah. This should by no means take me away from the path of Allah. And this way, alhamdulillah, we will have a good life in this life. And then if you die upon that, ya Abdullah, we will have a life of joy and entertainment that is prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, ibadallah. كثير من الناس اليوم مشتغل بالدنيا جمع الأموال والحطام فضيعوا ما أوجب الله عليهم. You see people around you, those who are running after the dunya, they want to expand in it at the expense of the akhirah. They don't have no time for their families. They neglect their families. They have no time for their obligations. They are not found in the masajid. They are not found in Jumu'ah. Some they come after, I don't know what, the second rak'ah is almost over. All that because the dunya take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you got to make some corrections. Say, look, man, Jumu'ah started when? Now I'm coming. Everything is over. These people, they came, alhamdulillah, before. They listened to the khutbah. They pray. Why couldn't I do it? And if you look around, you find people, they may have business bigger than yours. They have family member that is larger than mine and yours. But what is the difference? The skin color? No, it has nothing to do with that. The difference is this: knowledge, iman, taqwa. That you say, look, I'm in this dunya, I don't know how long I'm going to stay here. But Allah knows. But the real life is the life of the hereafter. That's the life that we're going to be there forever. But there is only two groups, as we know. Fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. A group in the jannah and a group in the hellfire. You make your choice now. Because you cannot make that choice on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Which group you want to be with? Even asking this question, somebody may say, subhanAllah, what question is this? We all want to be in the Jannah. Okay, we want to be in the Jannah, let's work for it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made clear for us the path that leads to the Jannah. And command us out of mercy upon us to be on it. Allah didn't leave it for us. If it was left for us, subhanAllah, we have a lot of chaos as it is. We have guidance and we still have a lot of chaos. And Allah has made clear for us the path of destruction. The path that leads to the blazing fire. And out of mercy upon us, He commands us to stay away from it. So what are we doing now? Which path we want to be upon?
constantly remember this. أسأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والثبات والسداد وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.